Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome you back to Fenway Park. It is the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon. We're going to do something that's really cool over the next couple of segments. I don't think it's ever been done before on radio, certainly in this town, where you're able to get the four coaches of the four pro teams together in one round table and discuss a bunch of stuff. And we're going to do a couple segments of it. In the first segment, Bruce Cassidy, Brad Stevens, and Alex Cora are going to join us. And then Bill Belichick, who's at practice right now, will join us after the break. Or he's just playing a game right now. That could possibly be it.
Can we have these guys interview Bill when he comes on?
It's not a bad idea.
Do it every single week. You know?
Bruce, you got a tough question for Belichick?
I'll think of one.
Thank you.
Yeah, the question of the week is going to come from Bruce Cassidy. Yeah. Oh, you know Bruce.
Alex is coming down in a second here, but Brad's here and Bruce is here. And first of all, I want to thank both of you guys for doing it. It's amazing. You do a function like this, an event like this, to raise money for just a dreadful disease. And it's been attached since the 50s, 1950s with the Red Sox. In the 40s, it was the Braves. In the 50s with the Red Sox. And yet, here are the Bruins coming through. And we've had players and ownership. Same thing. Wick was here yesterday. Steve was here earlier today. You're here now, Brett. And the Patriots doing the same thing. The Crafts involved earlier. It is unbelievable how all of you guys come together for this event, for something that obviously everybody seems to understand.
Yeah, I mean, this is an easy one, right? This is something that everybody everywhere can all agree on, whether we are in different sports and always rooting for each other, or whether we were all in the same league playing against each other. The opportunity to do something like this, where the work that you're doing, the work that the Jimmy Fund is doing, and to raise money to continue to enhance cancer research, is something that's a no-brainer, I think, from all of our standpoints.
And you've been familiar with it. I mean, when you got here, you were in Pawtucket for Providence for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, I was there for 8 years. So I'm a New Englander, not new to Boston area for the most part, but last couple years. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Cora just rocked in the room.
There he is.
We're finding you. We're finding you.
That's a $100 fine.
$100 fine.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's working right now. We're working on our suntans, me and Brad, right now. He has to work. So.
But we were just talking about this, Alex, and about the Jimmy Fund, and it's amazing how we're getting all four of the coaches right now from the four pro teams together, and yet all four of these teams have gotten together for the Jimmy Fund. And even though it originally was a Red Sox charity, all of these teams are involved in it right now, contributing, obviously making it people well aware of what we're doing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, throughout the years, I mean, I've been here, what, a year and a half. And, you know, the connections that we have, you know, Brad, he's been in spring training. Bruce called me right before the Stanley Cup. I went to visit Bill. And this is what we do here. You know, there's something special about this place. And for how tough it is, you know, I call it a madness, you know, Boston. But, you know, we have great people here. And this 2 days means a lot, not only to the region, but I think – you know, you had Tito here, probably.
He called in today.
He called in today, yeah. I saw Alex Rodriguez, and this is bigger than the Red Sox, and I'm glad that I'm part of it.
Well, thank you again for all you guys for being part of it. So let's start with the city itself and the phenomenal success that this town has had over the last 20 years. Lou and I grew up in this town. Trust me, before 2000, it was not like this. The old Celtic days, there was a lot of success. Not great success with the Bruins. 86 years before the Red Sox were able to win. Now, everybody wins all the time. So I'm going to start with you, Bruce Cassidy, because your team went to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Now, in most towns, they would have a ticker tape parade for a team that got to Game 7. Matter of fact, we had a parade once for Ray Bourque when he won in Colorado, in Boston. Does that apply an awful lot of pressure now?
Yeah, I didn't get that call for a parade this year. Now, listen, it is what it is. I'd rather have pressure on you to perform than no expectations at all, correct? So we were one game short. I thought we entertained the fans. We gave them a good product on the ice. We made a good run. We put our best foot forward, not quite good enough. So we'll learn from that, move forward next year. But that's the expectation here in Boston. We saw with Alex and his group the year before. Bill, he's done it. Well, that's my question for him. How does he make it look easy every year? And Brad was right there against Cleveland. So we're all kind of, you know, bumping up against it and happy to do our part and want to do our part.
So I actually think it's gotten to the point where it's actually unfair to the players, to the coaches. Every team here, you guys have a strong fan base. No matter what your team does, people will love baseball, hockey, basketball. But it almost seems like now the people are so spoiled that halfway through the season, they're like, you know what, they can't win it. I'm not watching anymore. I'm not going to get invested anymore. We could still have a good year. Brad, I'll ask you. You guys went to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row. You know, and it was like, yeah, I don't think they can win. No, I'll just enjoy watching them. It's almost like the expectations are unfair.
Well, I don't think we don't look at it that way. I think it's part of coaching in Boston, and I think that it's one of the things that you realize there's a responsibility here, and that's something that we've talked about often, and I thought, and specifically in those two runs, did a good job of is living up to the demand of being a team and the demand of putting forth maximum effort. I think that's what people expect here, and as a result, we've had some parades over the years, a lot of parades from all the teams. But that's the fun part of it, is how invested the fans are in it and how much they care about those two things. And to me, you know, this is another great example. We're all here doing this for a much bigger purpose than a baseball game, a hockey game, or a basketball game. But you do take a step back sometimes and say, even though it's just a game, it does mean something here, because people are, you know, mm-hmm. people are so invested in it. You'd much rather have that than not.
Yeah. So is that where the bond comes from? So Cora comes in a year and a half ago. Would you guys send him a fruit basket? You
know, new guy wins the World Series.
What not to say, what not to do.
My first thing was, how the hell do you do it for 162 games?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my
thank
goodness.
You.
82.
You know what? Come here every week and deal with this guy.
Oh, it's easy. I look forward to Alex. But if there's got to be a part of that where, because we were trying to think of another city that actually has something similar. Because I feel like all you guys are pretty much somewhat similar in age. Except mm-hmm. Bill, who's kind of like, I guess, the godfather, you know, the old wise one up on the hill. There's got to be some sort of uniqueness that exists just based on, one, the age, two, the sport, and just what everyone's collectively trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it took me a while to reach out. I'm a little bit shy by nature, but once I got to know Brad first, we're neighbors, obviously, practice facilities right beside each other, similar seasons. So I reached out to Alex last year. I was kind of tiptoeing around, finally. I said, just call the guy. He's a terrific guy. I'd be happy to help. Same with Bill in the playoffs. So I learned something that I should have been a little more aggressive in terms of picking their brains, but I'm glad I did. Better late than never. And we learned a lot going into our playoffs last year from all three coaches in town. And hopefully down the road we can, as the Bruins, we can pay them back.
Yeah. So the sports are obviously different, but the issues remain the same for all three clubs, for the most part. Personnel issues,
managing
off the field,
people,
management.
Probably.
Yeah. Still, yeah.
Athletes,
still the same.
Athletes of this generation, yeah. Maybe, I guess you could say. Social media issues, media.
I think so. I think, I mean, when I play here and from 05 to 08, I don't want to say it was easier because I think, obviously, the pressure of winning, you know, you win in 04 and 05 was an okay season. It was actually a good mm-hmm. regular season, and then we got swept by the White Sox. 06 was horrible. 07 was great, but Tita did an outstanding job dealing with all the stuff outside the clubhouse. And it's kind of similar for me. The only thing is that I'm 42, 43, you know, and obviously social media comes into play, and expectations are still high, but I think the organization does an outstanding job, just like the Celtics, the Patriots, the Bruins, you know, of taking care and helping me to deal with stuff like that. You know, I'm surrounded by people that, you know, they do an outstanding job just paying attention and keeping in check, you know, with everything that is going on. And, you know, it looks hard from the outside, but honestly, and you guys know, you know, when I come every Wednesday here, hey, it is what it is. You know, it's the Red Sox, it's baseball. For me, I put everything in perspective. This puts everything in perspective. You know, there's a balance in my life, you know. My hardest thing during the day is when those two kids get up in the morning, change diapers. You know, that's very tough for me, you know, to deal with my twins. But to come here and be the Red Sox manager, that's a blessing, you know, and for how tough it looks, whatever, and Bruce probably feels the same way, and Brad, and I know Bill feels the same way, we're blessed, you know. To do it here with this pressure, who cares? We're blessed to be the managers and the head coaches of probably, you know, the best sports city in the world right now. So for me, it's kind of easy.
See, when you were asking about the different sports, I'm surprised you didn't bring up your question. Why does a baseball manager have to wear a uniform?
Why is it that a basketball coach
yeah. doesn't wear shorts? Or Cassidy over here doesn't go out with skates out on the ice?
And a helmet. Save
me some money on
Fred. He brings this up all the time.
I'm pushing for golf shirts. I'm working on it. I'm doing everything
suits?
I can.
I'm pushing for shorts and sandals.
Yeah.
Bruce, I do have a question for you because we had a hockey discussion here, and this guy, okay, brings up this phrase, and none of us believe that's an actual hockey term.
I'm an old hockey guy.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of debate.
You made it.
Okay. We believe that he made this term up, and we called him out on it, and he said, no, it's a hockey term. Hey, take the pipe.
Take the pipe.
Is that one? You've never heard it before in your life, right? Thank you.
So it's all Uncle Milty hockey. It's a little age.
Nobody's ever heard it before. It makes no sense.
So let us ask you about Bill Belichick behind his back before he joins us, okay? Because – and then we'll get into it with him. But you guys have seen him from afar. Now you've seen him up close. I know you were there a couple weeks ago with Jason Tatum. You were there. I saw you there, Bruce, a couple weeks ago. You've been down there as well. What do you think when you watch him work and watch him operate? It is a different sport, but he's had tremendous success, and yet he seems to do a lot of his business much differently than any of you guys do. You guys are much different with the media, much different in information. What do you think when you sit and you watch him behind the scenes working?
I think the thing that stands out when you go over and watch the Patriots do workouts, sit in meetings, sit in film, is they are on one page. They are in one direction. And his message, although has, you know, thousands of complexities within each scheme defensively and offensively, his message is concise. And it's ultimately not only well-delivered, but well-received. And you can tell that thing is a juggernaut. That thing is a train moving in one direction, and they know what they need to do to be successful. And I don't think it's brain surgery. The way that I've seen it from up close and afar is they don't beat themselves. And there are a lot of things in a football game that ultimately lead to that, and they're the best at them.
Bruce?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's got 53 minimum players. Then he got the practice squad. So we're dealing with 12 to 22. So a little easier for us to probably work our way around the room, get our message individually one-on-one. And I agree with Brad. I think the Patriots have been the best at establishing culture. This is the way we're doing it. We're going to get it right. If you're not on board, that's fine. We'll get someone else that is. And it's worked for them very well. Credit to Bill. Credit to ownership. It always usually starts at the top, and then the players have bought into that direction. We have it with Bergeron and Chara. We're very lucky. I'm one of the most fortunate guys in the National Hockey League to coach true pros like that. Coming in as I did as a young age, I appreciate that. So, and I'm sure Brad has his guys he leans on. Alex the same. Everyone's blessed or not with establishing that culture and having guys that will follow it. He's done a great job. Him and Tom, obviously the face of the franchise, two faces, and it's been terrific. And I tell you what, I talked to Bill before our playoffs, and he was super. We talked for at least 20 minutes about everything. I can't say enough good things about him. When I had that initial discussion, how open he was with what he thought would be good in terms of helping the group in the playoffs, certain scenarios.
He break down the lines for you?
He's been terrific with me.
What was the one piece of advice that you took from that, if you could share it with us?
Well, what Brad said about not beating yourself, I've been a big believer of that as a coach. You coach discipline. You can hold people accountable with their discipline. Talent levels change, you know, from team to team, but I thought he was real good with that about how he really enforces that part of the, hey, we're not going to beat ourselves. We're going to go out and play well, but it's not going to be at the end of the day looking in the mirror going, geez, we weren't prepared to do this or in this situation. I that's the biggest thing I took.
Yeah, for me, it's got preparation and the way they go about it on Sundays. And it's just like, we're going to play this way. And if you beat us, you beat us. You know, we didn't beat ourselves. You know, we can go back to yesterday. You know, minute, second, no outs, and we make a mistake running the bases. Well, that's on us. You know, we were indisciplined in that play, and it probably cost us a game. But with them, I've been watching this team for 5-6 years, you know, and he's like, wow, how precise they are. They're almost perfect. And when they lose a game, it's not because they were sloppy or or they were undisciplined. It's just a matter that the other team that Sunday was just better than you.
The other thing too, Bruce, you mentioned it, like building that culture, you know, to where it polices itself. It's almost that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? For you got to say a free agent or someone that gets traded. If you're going to come to the Bruins, then you know how you have to act. You know how you have to prepare. You know you have to work. If not, we're going to get you out of here. And I'm sure all of you guys want that feeling. To be a Celtic, this is the effort you need to give every night because this is what they demand.
Well, it would be a lot easier for us time-wise if we didn't have to establish that at every player. So like I said, with us, with Z and Berge, these players come in, they take care of that. Yeah. So the room sort of takes care of itself. And any good team I've been on, I think that is typically the case. Now, you may have to start with a young group periodically and instill that. But in general, if that's taken care of internally by the players and you can focus on, you know, things that are probably more important to you as a coach or the strategy or, again, the one-on-one stuff. So I believe that it's helped our team a lot.
Bruce Cassidy, Brad Stevens, Alex Cora with us here in studio at Fenway Park. Bill Belichick will join us on the flip side. If you are fans of these four teams, these four coaches, and I'm sure you are, if you're listening to us right now, we need you to help out the cause. It's all for the Jimmy Fund. It's all to destroy this disease so that we do not have to do this telethon 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now. So please light up that tote board right now, 877-738-1234. We need your help right now. Bill Belichick will join the three right here in studio coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.